Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The prophet Micah today pours cold water on the heat of our anger. What God can compare with you? Taking fault away, pardoning crime, not cherishing anger forever, but delighting in showing mercy. If someone was to describe us, would it be as someone who delights in showing mercy? Sure, we know we have to, so we might choose it despite our feelings, but delights? It's sometimes a big call. Jesus' call to mercy is not to force ourselves to forgive, especially the harsh, deep wounds, but rather to obtain appropriate justice in an appropriate way, renounce looming Satan's fork in revenge, wish them good, pray for them, to pray also that we might ourselves be able to forgive one day, to really invite the Holy Spirit to come and transform the situation, and then eventually, in time, as God's gift, to forgive with the mercy He has shown us. When we consider it in this way, we begin to see how showing mercy can be a delightful experience and a truly liberating one for ourselves and the others. Let us pray. Show favour, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.